State Department and the Defense Department and the Budget Bureau and the Labor Department, the Economic Advisor, and everybody can't outdo John Birch, they ought to be president.
Hello?
Mr. Joseph Keenan is calling, Mr. President.
Yes, Joe.
Say, I was over there to tell her, well, we can win that one.
You can, but you've got to get Roy Wilkins and get him four or five quiet people in there.
Well, I'm doing that.
I don't want it said, but I'll come in there the last week, but I don't want to get this fellow stirred up there. He's got a few more scandals he's going to break. He found one where they contributed $1,200 to us in 1960, and Goldwater, and I'm going to break that one today, and we've got to...
What's the other one?
Some campaign contributions that Bobby Baker got in 1962, mm-hmm. and gave him around. And he's got everything. We found a man this morning at the park policeman that's going around saying Walter Jenkins propositioned him, and the FBI thinks they've got him traced to the Republican National Committee, and they paid him to do it. And the times are wrong, and the dates are wrong, and Walter Jenkins is established other places by the diary, and then when they started making him clam up, while he, when I started showing him this, while he broke down and said he wouldn't talk anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they admit in the New York Times this morning that they had this information 2 days afterwards, and Hoover's convinced that they had it before it happened and were parties to it. So we just got a lot of those critical things on our hands. Mm-hmm. But what you have to do is get three or four of his best organizers that know how to get these folks to the polls. Mm-hmm. They've just got to go in there and quietly go house to house and point out that this is what's going to happen, and the labor people are going to do it. Now, Joe, I think it Meany ought to really come out and expose this racketeering labor outfit up in New York for what they are.
Which one is that?
The Labor Committee for Goldwater. And it's got a hell of a record. And Bill Moyers, you ought to talk to him about it.
Okay.
And I think Meany maybe ought to have a press conference and denounce them and ought to talk about the right to work, and labor's going to lose everything if they don't rise up here in indignation. And I know one thing they ought to do. When we have these visits like Memphis, you ought to, in advance, you ought to get you 20, 30 men out there. It's got big signs that cover up all these signs. Bobby Baker for Secretary of Treasury and Walter Jenkins for Secretary of Health. And they get right between me and the camera.
Yeah. Well,
and they want to get on the camera. And usually the camera, our people got a little old quarter of an inch sign there, 8x10, and nobody pays any attention to it. They get there and they get all the advertisement on it. Mm-hmm. And we ought to have some labor people to either get those signs down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's damned easy to get them down because they hire these kids at 50 cents an hour.
Yeah.
And a 12, 14-year-old kid. And a man can just look at him real strong and say, now listen, let's get this out of my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it in California, but California operated pretty efficiently. But these other states don't. Now, when I go into Akron, I go into Memphis, you ought to talk to Jack Lenny, where I'm going tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And we ought to talk to the best unions we got out there. I guess it's rubber workers at Akron. So say to them, God damn it, I want 20 of you people with a sign 3x6, that big LBJ sign. I want you to get in front of these other folks with their signs. And then I want you to get a little section for applause for us. And I want you to monitor these kids and get rid of them, man. And they ought to. If a union can do a damn thing, the union man or his wife can put stickers on cars at these rallies. And they ought to just be working these rallies like hell. I'm just surprised the labor's got as much at stake as it has. And these damn Goldwater Manufacturers Association gets out and puts on more stickers than working people. And we've got the manpower in these labor unions, if, by God, we can use it. And they ought to be, every car that comes to my rally at Akron ought to be asked by some lady or some man, could we put a sticker on it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you said they're going to break with these two, one today and...
Oh, I don't know when they're going to do it, but they don't think it amounts to anything. It's story,
no, I don't either.
There's a story in New York Times this morning on, and one of them, you can read it. That's way over in the middle of the section, but you can read it. But you check these other things.
Yeah, I'll do it right away.
All right.
Yeah.
And that, particularly that labor thing, I think it's a bunch of racketeers. I don't know what it is. Maybe they're paid for them. But Bill Moyer knows about it. You talk to him.
All right. Now, listen.
Yeah.
On the Delaware thing,
yeah.
We're doing everything we can in Delaware.
Well, you better put some extra money in it.
What?
You better put some extra money in.
Well, are we getting that, too?
All right. Don't wait till it's too late now. Don't wait till it's too late and get some women up there on telephones.
No. Well, you get some in there, too, will you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.